Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has a new podcast every 2 weeks with up-to-date information about aviation technologies for general and business aviation. From home to cockpit to boardroom to personal tech, Plain Talk provides informative information for pilots, industry insiders, and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 1,900 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week with over 30 years' experience in the technology and aviation industries. This episode of Plain Talk is entitled Angle of Attack. At Sudden Fun 2018, many companies displayed Angle of Attack, or AOA, technologies. AOA is the angle between the oncoming air, or relative wind, and a reference line on the airplane or wing. AOA technologies are tools which help eliminate fatalities caused by flight into the lower end of an aircraft's flight envelope, typically leading to a fatal stall and spin, as seen in a turn from base to final or on climbout. AOA is useful during all elements of flight, but helps save lives when a pilot is maneuvering near to the ground. Military aviators have been flying with AOA for many decades. AOA technology was first used by the Wright brothers, interestingly enough, using a stick, string, and protractor. Doesn't get any simpler than that. The U.S. military developed the technology in the 1950s, designed to provide instantaneous cues to pilots, allowing them to utilize unused wing lift during all phases of flight. Historically, AOA technology was cost prohibitive for the average general aviation aircraft, typically costing roughly $40,000 USD or more. Fast forward to 2018, and a number of avionics manufacturers are providing AOA technology through their telemetry pods as part of their glass panel avionics or as standalone systems. Flying AOA is designed to provide visual cues to the pilot to avoid flying near the stall speed and removes the dependency of flying in airspeed. The stall speed of an aircraft will vary based upon many factors, such as outside air temperature, aircraft weight, bank, altitude, and g-force. Historic steam gauge airspeed indicators are rarely tested or recalibrated, potentially creating a gap between indicated and actual airspeed. Advances in AOA technology incorporates head-up displays, or HUDs, to provide visual cues at the pilot's line of sight, eliminating the need to constantly divert the pilot's scan from the outside to the instrument panel. Angle of Attack guru Mark Corin of Alpha Systems, you can check him out at www.alphasystemsaoa.com, has devoted decades of skilled aerospace engineering resources into the development of their products. Mark personally experienced a low-speed, low-altitude turn, resulting in a classic stall-spin-induced impact with the ground. That's not for the faint of heart, by the way. He lived, resulting in a personal mission to develop AOA technology. Developed over the past 21 years and built in the United States, Mark's goal is to improve aircraft safety, educate regulators, aircraft manufacturers, and pilots. Alpha Systems AOA technology is designed to provide an affordable military AOA experience to general aviation aircraft while focusing on human factor-driven display interfaces. Their technology is a complete solution focusing on AOA and refining the display of AOA information to the pilot with more than 8,000 installations. Their technology utilizes the FAA's NORSEA program for installation to certified aircraft. The technology supports both pressurized and non-pressurized aircraft and is comprised of the following components: visual cue display, which is installed on the panel or glare shield, optional heads-up display, an AOA electronics package, electrical and audio wiring, AOA sensing probe and mounting panel, pneumatic tubing, and a switch panel. With a variety of AOA displays, the pilot owner can select an interface display which they prefer. The kit requires roughly 6 to 10 hours of installation time in a non-pressurized aircraft and retails for $2,199 US dollars plus any optional components, and supports both 12 and 28 volt systems, drawing a quarter of an amp at full display brightness. The system has four audio cues, which can be enabled by the pilot. Optional modules provide audio interfaces into the aircraft's flaps and landing gear, as well as a pitot heat relay and a stick shaker interface. The most popular kit is the Eagle, which has a display that is a chevron-based diamond style. The technique to flying angle of attack is focusing on flying to the blue donut. On final approach, if the angle of attack is too low, the yellow chevron will light up. You simply pull on the yoke to raise the aircraft's nose, bringing the angle of attack back to the donut. If the angle of attack is too high, the red chevron will light up, prompting you to push the yoke and the nose down. With the blue donut illuminated, the aircraft is on the correct angle of attack. Adding a HUD display or mounting the AOA display on the glare shield allows the pilot to focus on looking out the window rather than diverting his or her sight between the runway and the aircraft's instruments. This is exceptionally useful when a go-around is executed. During a go-around, a large number of tasks must be executed: flaps, cowl flaps, fuel pump, check the airspeed, engine controls, altitude, heading, all while in the lower speed side of the flight envelope. Mark has found that when the instrument is mounted on the panel, it's rarely used, but if installed above the glare shield, then the pilot quickly transitions to flying angle of attack rather than using the airspeed indicator. During primary flight training, students are instructed to fly based upon attitude and power, focusing on airspeed, attitude, and altitude. Flying based upon angle of attack focuses on leveraging unused lift energy generated by the wing. Using human factors and visual cues like a chevron-based HUD display focuses pilots to fly an angle of attack which keeps them out of the stall speed of the flight envelope, ultimately improving flight safety. Thanks for listening to this episode of Plane Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plane Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at planetalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at planetalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast. And never stop living the dream.